The Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another brilliant session of our Hollywood Spotlight Review. This is Tom Jeffrey speaking and ready to parade the great list of names who are to grace our stage. First, our Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke, standing in the wings right now waiting for his cue. Then, Phil Harris and his noted aggregation of clever young musicians. And by the way, Phil is featuring that charming dimpled dainty from Dixie, Leah Ray. Then, we're going to hear again from the three ambassadors with another of their unusual vocal arrangements. And last, yeah, but certainly not least, Don Wilson in a multi-flavored interview with our old friend, Bob Byrd. Well, Larry, we're ready to hear from you. So, Spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke.
It happened when your eyes met mine. The kindling of a spark divine. It happened that the moon shone high above, and how my hungry heart just yearned for love. You happened to be dancing mine. I wondered if you heard me.
That was most enjoyable, but it certainly looks as though your eyes were turned in the direction of our next star guest. Yes, friends, it's Winsome Little... Oh, but that isn't fair of me. Phil Harris, you introduce her to our audience.
We all think of Dan Cupid as a fat little youngster. Well, frankly, I think we're wrong. He ought to be pictured as a mail carrier. You know, the postman handles so many letters, just like Leah Ray's, marked with all my love and kisses.
It's very plain to see someone's replacing me. Nobody has to tell me that we're through. You used to sign your letters with all my love and kisses, but it's only yours sincerely now. You used to write and tell me what a perfect romance this is, but you've had a change of heart somehow. I can read between the lines, this is the end. Once I was your sweetheart, now I'm just a friend. Cause you used to sign your letters with all my love and kisses, but it's only yours sincerely now. Perfect romance this is, but you've had a change of heart somehow. I can read between the lines, this is the end. Once I was your sweetheart, now I'm just a friend. You used to sign your letters with all my love and kisses, but it's only yours sincerely now.
Thank you, Leah, thank you.
And thank you, Phil, for inviting your beautiful guest again this time. And now we're changing the setting on our stage to a big hotel lobby. And here's Don Wilson, ready to go on with his black-faced friend, Asthma. Of course, Asthma is none other than that clever purveyor of comedy, Bob Byrd.
Well, come on over here, Asthma. My goodness, you look rather ill. Tell me, what's the trouble, Asthma?
Yes, well, you know, I don't believe my wife's cooking quite agrees with me, Mr. Wilson.
Well, isn't your wife a good cook?
Is she a good cook?
Uh-huh.
Say, do you know that woman believe everything that old Tizzy Lish say?
Oh. Well, Asma, tell me, where have you been? You know, I've been looking all over this hotel for you.
Yes, I've been up in room 102. There's a man up there sick.
What's the matter with him?
Why, he dreamed he was eating shredded wheat last night, and when he woke up this morning, half the mattress was gone. you know what I told him?
What'd you tell him?
I told him he's lucky he didn't dream he was eating a plank steak, or he might have ate off the top of the table.
You know, Asma, one of our guests complained that you insulted him. Now tell me, is that right?
Yeah, I never insulted nobody. Who said I insulted him?
Mr. Jimmy Durante.
Oh, that Mr. Snozzle? I tell you how that was. I looked at him and laughed, and he come up to me and he say, "Can I help it if I don't look like other people?" And I say, "Yes, you can." Then he asked me how.
And I suppose you told him.
Yes, I said, "Mr. Durante, you can in time get to look like other people, but it's going to take a whole lot of hard work, and you're going to have to keep your nose to the grindstone."
Yes, Asma, but Mr. Durante is really a very fine man.
Yes, I know he is. You know, I admire Mr. Durante very much. You know, I admire his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else with a face like that would have give up a long time ago.
Oh, Asma, you know, I think that people just misunderstand you once in a while. I don't believe that you'd hurt anybody's feelings, would you? Not
no,
for the world.
No, sir, I sure wouldn't. I sure wouldn't, no, sir.
What was that you were talking about and saying to that old lady the other day, then?
Oh, you mean that old lady that's stopping here in the hotel?
Yes, the one that they call Aunt Addie, that's right.
Oh, yes, I remember now. I bet her $5 that her face is stop o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what she done?
Well, no, of course I don't know what she did.
Well, she took me down to that big chime clock in the city hall.
Yes?
And she walked up and faced that clock, and then she lifted her veil.
Well, did the clock stop?
No, sir, but the chimes went cuckoo.
Well, you should try Aunt Addie out on a cuckoo clock.
Yes, I did, and that cuckoo flew out, and he ain't stopped yet.
Thanks, lads. That was really swell. And now, let's hear from you three ambassadors. Come on, boys. The spotlight is yours.
Lost a heart as good as new. Lost the moment I met you. Lost or strayed or stolen away. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, lost. Two lips that look like mine, on two lips that are divine. Lost my heart, but I was lucky to be. Stolen away.